I'm going to start the recording. So welcome back to the second section of Tuesday Live with Linda, June 15th. And Kirsten, you're not back yet.
No, I'm back. I have been talking to you.
So who had their hand up first? If you can.
Olivia is first and then Teresa.
Help.
What is your question, Linda?
Here I am talking. I was muted. Oh my gosh. Sorry. So
Olivia is first and then Teresa.
And did I had said welcome back to our section two of June 15th live with Linda.
And we did hear it, Linda. You are not muted. We heard you.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I could just not hear you.
Duh. Yeah, you could. All right. Boss.
All right. Kirsten, go ahead. Olivia. Where are you? There you are. Now you're muted, Olivia. I can see you talking, but I can't hear you.
Olivia is not muted, but she can't be heard. Olivia, perhaps turn up your volume. Sometimes that happens, that the volume is turned low.
Oops. We can see you're saying something, but we cannot hear you.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Olivia.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? I've just disconnected from my, let me just
perfect.
Start over whatever you said.
Sorry, this is Zoom. Can you hear me?
You're good, yes.
Okay, good. First of all, I met you in Amherst with Moshe the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was doing my Feldenkrais training with Eleanor many long years ago. And then I had a wonderful time with you in Santa Fe when you came to the conference. And then since then also. And so I'm delighted that our paths are crossing again and with all these wonderful people. My question is, I am left-handed. And with the heart hug, I found myself putting my left hand first on my heart chakra. And I tried it in different positions with the heel of the hand. And then also with the knuckles that you were showing, I think right here. And what I found was with my left hand touching my sternum and my right hand on top and doing very small light circles, a quarter circle and a quarter, that seemed the most effective. I noticed that you're putting your right hand first and then your left hand over that. So my question is, does it matter? I know you say we can do counterclockwise and clockwise. I'm doing clockwise. But does it matter which hand is on the sternum or on the heart chakra?
It's whatever is comfortable for you.
Okay, good.
Your choice.
Thank you.
And try different ways. That's, you know,
I am. I'm playing with it. I'm also, I have a really painful knee, and so I'm trying it on my knee too. And I just started last week with you, so I'm a newbie, but I will keep you posted.
So what I will do after we hear a couple more, I'd like to lead you and everyone else on the knees.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Isn't it funny how our lives like weave? Kirsten, who's next?
Teresa.
Teresa Cottarelli. And I want you all to meet Teresa because Teresa's in Switzerland and Teresa is one of our most experienced practitioners for both horses and dogs and humans. Has gone through many years ago now, the 3-year trainings that we do for each of those. and continues to share with us and teaches this to her medical doctors that she works with. And it's very exciting that you're here. I so love having you always to read with us.
Thank you so much, Linda. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to stay with you all. And you said we are different. We are from TT and we are news. And you know, when I'm here, I'm like without TT. I take it like a new one. And this is wonderful. What I wanted to say is about the heart hug. I have two different types. It depends on if I'm standing or sitting or if I'm lying. And I do need the heart hug quite often during night because I can't sleep. So I have a very, very little one, very soft one. And when I am in, let's say, standing or sitting, so I have a real overcovering one. And each one is just wonderful for me. And it really helps. And I liked very much the lady who was telling about her husband and her dog. And it really goes to around us. Without, you always have to tell them they have to do it. So we can do it for all of them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And that was Dilly. And I see, Catherine, you have your hands raised.
Hi there, Linda. Hello, Linda. Hello, everybody. And as Linda knows and Olivia knows, I was in the Amherst training with Olivia and Eleanor, and that's where we met, Linda. And I went through very brief training with you, so I don't consider myself trained. That's why I say I'm a newbie. But I, you know, I've known what you were up to since then and been fascinated and love it. So what I just wanted to mention when you mentioned knees, I've been having trouble with my right hip. And there's no urgency or anything, but I just wanted to bring it into the picture. So because what I feel, what I experience is the question with regard to this is I find that I keep wanting to go deep and use more pressure because it feels like the what's going on with the joints is deep inside. But I'm wondering whether, and I've tried the very light and I've tried the deeper, but I'm just really interested in what you'd say as well about how to work with things that are deep inside. I did have an x-ray recently. I've had my wonderful hip surgeon look at it. He's a wonderful guy, and he's not anxious to cut ever. And he's pretty magical. But he says, no, it doesn't need surgery. It doesn't need replacement, that it's just arthritis. But sometimes it's fine, and sometimes it's really painful, and I'm limping, and it's difficult to bear weight on it going up and down stairs. So I'm doing various, you know, complementary and regular medical things.
Yeah. So what I would say with that, I have been dealing with the hip since, I don't know when it started. It started, and first of all, I want to say, when you feel like going deep, do it. And sometime I found a new T-Touch like a month ago. And you see each of the parts of our hands that you'll be seeing have a different animal name. So, and I'll just go into this right now. I don't know, do you all have to put me on, like, I'm big here. Am I big for the rest of you?
It's up to us. We can choose speaker or gallery. So if we wish to, we can choose speaker.
So I want to show you. So like when I put the nails together like that and I use the nail back of the nail, that's the baby chimp. And when I use between the first and second joint only, you see, with the fingers pulled up, that's the chimp. That's the adult chimp like that. So it's a good place here. Now, when I let my fingers see from the tips to the second joint, all of that on, that's the baby orangutan. And the adult, which you wouldn't do on your face, but I do on the side of a horse, it's a really cool thing. Instead of using your fingers on the side, not comfortable because the wrist is bent, that's the orangutan. Now, interesting, we have the nails, we have this part, but I never, and we have the back of the hand, that's the llama touch. That's the funniest story of how I got that with the llama, those ears couldn't be touched. And I just did the back of my hand. All of you who would have been in Alex Wilson's class in the UK know that's the llama touch. And that's how we approach an animal if they don't want, you know, if they're nervous about being touched. Or then we come off the body, and even off the body, we may approach with the back of the hand because it has a very different intent. Now, I never used that part. Why do you think? Because I always felt that, wait a minute, that part of the hand has been used throughout mankind's life, but to hurt. And so I didn't want to use that. And about a month ago, I woke up, whoa, and I turned over and my hip was really bothering me. And so I just, can you see that? I put that on and I went, I'm down on the hip. I'm up here so you can see it, but I was down, whoa, all around here. And just try this as I'm doing it. You can all try it, Catherine. And I applied all the pressure I could, 1 1/4. And I'm doing this not slowly. I'm doing this with a 1 second detach. And the pain absolutely stopped. I mean, I did it, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes. This is not something you have to go on a lot to do. Now, over the years, what I've been doing, if I had ischias, what is ischias in English? Oh, God. The nerve. What if you have
sciatica?
The sciatica. What I did was what we call, I made that hole, and I could go down over that. Why that works, I have no idea. But we call that one, it's the blowfish or the owl. In German, we often call it the owl because it's an O. And I found that I could get rid of sciatic pain really quickly. And with just general pain in the hip, but you don't know what it's from. Look, I can also, this needs a name, because it's a little different. It's a support of the thumb on this part of the, and it's different. And you just, and see, I keep moving. This is where I'm not using the paws, because when the thing hurts, I want to keep moving around it. And I have been disappearing pain for years, because if I would go walking with somebody, it's not happening anymore. It's interesting. It doesn't happen anymore, and I'm 84 in a week or so. But what would happen is if I walked at a different rhythm, a different pace as someone else, my hip would start bothering me. And then all I'd have to do is, normally I'd lie down on my side, put my leg up on a pillow so it's level, do that. And I mean, you can literally disappear that in, we're just talking a couple of minutes. This is not something you have to do a whole session at all.
So, super. So just one other question then, because you know I work with touch right. A lot. So
you're a Feldenkrais practitioner, of course, right?
Yeah, for 35 years or something. Right. So I find somehow that I'm being drawn to do straight lines also. So, you know, because I'm used to doing kind of whatever I'm my intuition draws me to with myself or another person. Any comments on that in the context of T-Touch, which is all about the circle and the spiral? Because I feel a little like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't. And yet that's what feels
called for. Is it that you're doing?
Something like what you're doing right now and changing. I found that like a second before you would say describe the touch, I had just changed to that touch just now. So that was interesting with that both this one and, you know, and going in. So what I'm doing is more just like a little straight line. And I remember somebody, and I don't know which teacher, taught us that along the spine, too, to just do little straight lines. And so I wondered, any thoughts about that?
No.
I'm not trying to do something that, like, isn't T-touch. It's just that that's what my body's
asked for. I hear you. I don't know the answer.
Okay, I'll just explore over the next few weeks.
That's what I would say, is explore and see if you do, you know, for instance, where we'll do a lift, would you could say that's a straight line with our Python lift. But if you add to that lift first a circle and then a lift, everybody just do this on your arm, circle and lift. And it's really important that the lift follows a line of the natural, like don't cross over. Don't go straight up as though you were following the natural, I don't know what to call it. It's probably, I mean, if I would put a word to it, I guess you're following the meridians, I believe, when we are, that comes straight up the body. It doesn't cross over. And so just play around, see what happens if you do a tiny circle at the end of that, and then your line, and see, play with it. See what happens. That's how.
And the depth with all versus, the depth versus light, in for things that are deep inside, any comments on that?
Yeah, not necessarily. If you want to go deep, now here's another possibility, like say on the hip. So I can do circle and a quarter lightly and I go straight in. Now that's a really bad idea because if I had pain there, that would exacerbate it. It's really, it's not something I normally do, but it's not that I do there because that is like, I would do this along the spine. I would do this almost everywhere except on my hip. So that's why the fist on the hip, I can go really deep on this. And sometimes it's the only thing that feels good. Another place is on your joints. If you have arthritic pain, and I've only had it a few times where now that's not an inflammation. It's really different. With inflammation on the joints, it has to be extremely light. But if it's just like, man, that thing hurts, I use all the pressure I can between the thumb and forefinger. I really put that pressure and I can just stop it in its tracks and maybe 2 minutes and it doesn't come back. So this is why it's so interesting, you know, to add this to your Feldenkrais work. And of course, as many of our Feldenkrais teachers have discovered, is it something they can give to their clients to take home with them. The heart hugs and the ear T-touch, which we'll do, and the mouth T-touch and the body blessing.
Thank you so much.
And I have to give you an example. I had a friend, in Germany who she's maybe 5 years younger than I am, very active, very athletic, but she had so much pain in her hips that she couldn't walk downstairs, and they have a lot of stairs in their home. And she does not want hip replacement, and I suspect she'd be way better off with it. But I just, what I did was the lightest, well, just the lightest touch around the outlines of her body. Look at, I'm doing a 2-second circle and a little slide. And the slide, that's definitely a line. And the slide, just try it, everybody on your arm. Circle and a quarter with just a light touch. Now with half as much contact, make the slide. Circle and a quarter, half as much, slide. Now the slide is the connector, and it's my message is feel this. Circle and a quarter, feel this.
That feels really good.
Interesting. Now you can, anyway, I started to tell you with my friend, I went around her whole body like that with no intention except to outline this body. And I must have worked maybe 30 minutes. She was really enjoying it. And when she got up, she could walk down the stairs forwards. She'd had to go backwards, step by step, hanging onto the rail before. When you add this into your Feldenkrais work, it's amazing what you can, a different experience you can give when you connect at that cellular level. So
I just want to mention, so you know, and it might interest others, I work with people who are very severely limited due to cerebral palsy and other things like that. We've had a class for about 20 years in that, and we're just starting up again in July. We haven't been around them because they couldn't go to the center. So I definitely, that's part of why I'm interested in this. In addition to myself, I felt like it would be really good for them because they can't do the kind of movement that we normally do in Feldenkrais. So we've adapted it greatly, but this might be a real plus.
And Catherine, next Tuesday, I am going to show you all part of a video, and then I'll send it, I'll put it on Vimeo so you can watch it. I have permission. This is a 16-year-old young man. He's had Feldenkrais every week since he was 7 years old. And about a month before I worked with him, the Feldenkrais practitioner had gone to a horse training with Edie Jane Eaton, one of our instructors, and she had learned the body wrap. And we will be doing wraps in here. And she had put a body wrap on him and he could move his one leg for the first time in all those years that she had been working with him. So she brought him to me in our class. I didn't see Gary and Sandy. Are you here? They were in that class. If they're here, I'd love to have them describe what they remember. The practitioner wanted me to work with his leg to get his other leg moving. And when he came in, you all, he wasn't brought in by his normal caregiver. I don't know what they were thinking. He didn't have his own wheelchair. So his head was like this back and his lips were pulled back like this, obviously stuck to his gums. I know that because I used to get this before I started taping my mouth shut at night. And it's a whole, remind me to tell you all that. It's really simple. So anyway, when I saw him like this and not, and of course, you know, he's in this typical position, like totally tense. And I just started working with him to relieve this because his face was in a grimace. I mean, really stressed. And so by the end, he could bring his lips down and close his mouth, and we were playing together. I mean, it was really, it's a beautiful session. And when he went out in the wheelchair, he could hold his head upright. And that night, for the first time ever, he called out and wanted water in the night. So really, I want to share some of that with you all because it's really beautiful. And you can add these circles, this stuff, to what you're doing with your CP and the coiled python. it's so beautiful for relieving that, you know, the spasms. Great.
We have a raised hand, and we had two, but one left.
Okay. Sorry?
One raised hand left, so it's Megan right now.
Okay. And then I'm going to pull up the nine elements. I want to give us the pressure and the tempo so that you go away and you have this to practice this week to use with, oh, and then I'm going to do the knee, right? Okay. Who's on next?
It's me. I just had to thank you so much. Those fist, I've had problems walking for quite a few years. I've had some, I don't know, atrophy and this, that, and the other thing, my back. And anyway, sometimes when I'll get up from a seated position, it is so painful to try to walk. And I'm like, and so I just did the fist on the hip and then the thigh and then the side of the hand one. Just, of course, the fellow was just delivering my blankets from, you know, being washed. And so I had to go out front, but so I missed some of it, but I'll watch the replay. But I got enough of it so that I did that on my thigh and on my hip, and it didn't hurt at all. I got up, and I think I mean that and the Beamer, and so, you know, the heart math, I do it all, and I'm gonna walk again, but I'm walking with a cane at the moment, but I'm going to walk again so that I can ride again and do groundwork and all the good stuff. But that is so awesome. I'm just going to do that all the time. It's just, I wanted to thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, I didn't tell you what the name of this is. So what do you think? Like two mountain goats in the mountains, you know, how they come together ramming. It's a ram. That's what it felt like when I did it. And it's just like, so I think of the mountains when you do this. Think of the air in the mountains and breathe that air. And this is a piece of poison nature. And these guys up there doing this stuff. And that's what I was doing to my hip. Hey, come on, get with the program.
Let's go. All right. Okay. Thanks. Awesome.
So, Kirsten, could Lauren, I'll just hold that a second. I want to put this up because I want you to have the basic Gangti touches and then basic nine elements to look at them. And I'm going to give you the pressure and a short thing.
I know that Anna raised her hand too, okay?
Great. Let's look at this first because I want us to actively do this. So these are the nine elements, and these are the techniques that we use in order to learn the work and be successful. And so the basic T-touch circle, you see, the thing that's a little confusing about this work is we call it, you know, the Tellington T-touch method, but that method includes the groundwork that we do, the philosophy, the equipment that we use, but the basic T-touch and T-touch circle, that is 1 1/4 circle. That's what we're focusing on. And this is what these elements here are important to, that 1 1/4 circle. To connect with that genius in every cell, this ability of our cells to take care of itself and heal itself. So that I'm just going to briefly go over and then come back and give you the pressures 1 to 10. Pressure is 0.5, which is what you'd use like when I broke my wrist here by whacking it back when I fell. It's a whisper. It's not even a real contact. It's like almost over the hair, but it's the lightest you can have. That's what I use for a break. But the one pressure I want you to get, and that is, this is how you do it. Oops, let's go back, Kirsten, so they can see me. We can go back. Now, there's a method here. There's a process that I encourage you to go through step by step because methods help us to remember how to do stuff. So I support the weight of my arm, and you can use your other hand. Just take the other one. I guess just to be different, I'll use my other hand. Okay, so, oops. Now I support my elbow, so I'm not just hanging out here with tension. And now I make a connection with my thumb, and I put my forefinger on my eyelid closed. Pardon me. And I move the skin. I move the eyelid in a circle and a quarter with the lightest possible touch. Now that means that the contact with my thumb will be as light as my contact with my forefinger. Now the lightest possible. Now if you don't like that, like, and some people don't, then go under the eye. And you'll see in some books I was wavering between books, like, oh, you know, like, I thought, what if people don't like this? But so I went down, go right down the middle of the eye, right in the middle, right under the middle of the eye, touch it so you know exactly, wait a minute, what am I talking about? And then now I want to put my other fingers on and curve the finger, the other fingers, lightly connect instead of up in the air like I had on my lid, eyelid. In that part that's really soft and you cannot feel any bone, the lightest contact there is your one. Now, let's go to our arm. And again, I really am methodical about this. Between the elbow and the wrist, I go halfway the same. I hook my thumb underneath and I, with the four curved fingers instead of flat, flat doesn't work because actually I want you to try flat and feel what happens. Yeah, I can feel these muscles all the way around in my lower back tightening. Now soften the fingers, curve them, put them all on, and then with that same finger, just so I get a sense of, oh yeah, how was that up here? Oh yeah. Now it has to be a tiny circle, doesn't it? Because unless you get contact, you can't make a bigger circle. So a tiny circle, that's your one. Now let's get our three. Elbow. I hope everybody's doing it. Thumb on the cheek. Now find this cheekbone. Just move it up and down like, hello, cheekbone, feel it. Wait. Oh, now with my longest finger, because that's just for me logical, but it can be any finger you want. I use my middle. I want to feel the bone. Like, so I have to use more pressure. When I go lightly, I feel the skin. I don't feel the bone. Feel the bone. Say, hello, cheekbone. And really feel that connection. And Marnie, that's what you were using, right? And you see, now when I come back here underneath, I can make a bigger circle because I have more contact. If I do a really light one, it's just a tiny one, but I can make a nice big circle when I use more contact, more pressure. That's what we call our three pressure. Now, two will be in between the two. And what if somebody says, I like a little more. I like a lot, actually. Say you're working with somebody, not very likely if you're in this class, but who can't feel their body and they want more contact. So I want to use a six. Now to get it, I go chick. I tip my fingers up and I go straight in with the nails and look how I can feel that. Now, if that's like, if you have tight skin, like I have 84-year-old skin, so it's looser. But on some, you couldn't do that. You have to use a different connection. So it may be like you really like that four because you can feel it and you can make a bigger movement. And that may be important to get into the body. Or you might like this. I love that, Teresa, when you said you don't want to be too much in your body. It's just like that connection inside to the intelligence of the self. Any questions about that? Now, why do we have 1 to 10 when in my whole career working on people, I have used a 10 on me and 3 people who couldn't feel their bodies? Interesting. But if you went to a massage therapist and you're the kind that says, man, I want to feel it, you'd be starting at a 7. That's why we have this 1 to 10. And we can connect with the cells, and that connection, that intelligence in the cells with our 1, 2, and 3. Once we get up to the 4, it's like, it's a bigger movement, and we may need that. That may be like with the RAM. Yeah, man, I want to feel this thing. So trust that and play with it. Any comments or questions about that? Any comments for those of you who've been using it? And Marnie, what do you think about that? Because I'm so happy that you asked me to. I'd never shown that little move, how tiny that circle actually can be, even though I have my hand over it when it's just barely moving.
That was good. Excellent. Yeah. That was very helpful.
Can you say which part? Because I'm, thanks to what you said the last time, it really made me realize I have to get more information.
Well, actually, before you were through, the interesting one was it Pam with the 2 fingers together, like bear? Well, was it? Yeah. Was also, I hadn't thought about that. I was interested there. But yeah, it was the size. And I know I usually tend to be a little bit harder with my touch than other people, but it was the size. It is all hidden, you're right. So
cool.
Very, okay. Very important too. Sorry. Sorry,
any other comments? Lauren, how is that for you?
You're asking me, Lauren?
Lauren, sorry, I was, yes.
I got them from your healthcare DVD. I did that a lot to learn them. So it's good. Great.
And so which do you prefer, the lighter or the deeper, or does it depend on the day?
You know, I've been so busy doing it for the animals, I haven't done it much for myself. I think probably 2 to 3.
Okay. And we do deserve it.
Yeah. Could I use this on my back instead of, since I can't reach my hands there?
You need something. You can start with that. And if it feels good, do it. Because that will be, see, it's what I would get if I, and we had this in the last class. And Anna, you haven't had a chance to talk at it. But I can go back like this. And by the way, We had Donna Shagru, who was dealing with MS for years, and she couldn't reach back, and her back was really a problem because she'd fallen on it several times. And she could take one hand over the other, and that way she could reach parts that she could not reach just on her own. It's completely different when you bring that other hand in. So with that little paddle, you make you have to, I don't know if you can press hard enough with it to feel it all the way around, but to see, and then look, lift. And that's where, Catherine, your line is the lift. When I'm standing up, or even I'm lying down, when I lift, I take away the effects of some effects of gravity, even my mind, and then ease back down. So try it.
I can only get one hand back there, but I can feel it with this because it's foam rubber. So okay. I can get that
nice pull. Perfect. Sorry, I'm gonna cough and turn this off.
Thank you.
Anna, you had your hand up before.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for Sunday again. I have been really just thinking about my neck and realizing one of the things that happened to me when I graduated from the four-year training with Angel and Richard in 2010, when I started teaching, I could get not past. All I wanted to teach, I could not get past me. All I wanted to teach was breath. And of course, that's, you got to do that way down the line. But I didn't know it because I just was like, for me to all of a sudden get into being quiet, like, you know, breathing into the nose and out, doing shh, or dropping the H and doing the hiss like a snake, or doing like a bird, caw, 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 which is what I've always worked with children. And then all of a sudden it was the straw. Pierce lips. And what I love about T-Touch is, especially on the heart hug, whatever hand you decide to put on top, I like to always switch them. Whatever time of the day that I'm starting. What I love about it is the elbows. The elbows have always been for me since I learned in my Feldenkrais training. It's the expansion of the breath when you inhale. They always move apart. And blowing through the straw when I start to do my heart hug, get into the smile. And really, at this place, I decided to go to the left. All of a sudden, I'm going to breathe in again through my nose, breathe out through my pierced lips. And the beautiful thing about it, no matter if I go to the right or to the left, it's this relationship to my elbows.
Interesting.
Into the breath. And then I let go and I start again at six and go to whatever direction and decide if I'm going to change hands.
Right.
And the gift to me that happened to me from Saturday, and then I went again and cleaned garlic.
And what? Oh, cleaned garlic.
Cleaned
right.
garlic.
Right.
And when you're sitting in a chair, you're trying to make sure your knees are not too high up, or, you know, you're trying to make sure you're almost ready to crawl. And all of a sudden, after doing this for over 20 years, I got between my left hand and my right hand. And I know that about dancing and clapping, I'll try both, but never around garlic. I got so in between using both my hands and my eyes and really connecting and moving. And it was really, again, from the gift of you, Linda, Eleanor, talking always about the parasympathetic nervous system and how this heart hug, wherever we're doing it on our bodies, our whole system, our laughter, our crying, our fear, our attractions. When I think about that, we're able to do it to our whole essence, and we can send love out to the whole universe and to someone specific, or, you know, it's just the magic that this has brought into my life. Because I'm going to say, I'm going to let go. I'm talking way too long. I have been drawing spirals for at least the last 30 years.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I do them on all cards. And when cool. I think about the spiral, you had given me the most amazing gift to, again, love garlic like I've never imagined. Thank you. I'll see you. Now, are we meeting again on Sunday?
Well, only if you're interested in horses, and it's not Sunday. Oh. We come once a month on Saturdays.
On Saturdays, okay.
And the next one, will be in, well, you'll be getting a message. Kirsten, maybe I can tell you exactly when.
I think it's July 10th. Let me look.
10th, I think, yeah.
Great. Because the place where I clean the garlic is where Betsy works with two amazing draft horses named Abigail and Red. And okay. I'm scared of them. So maybe this might help me, Anna, not to be so scared.
Well, you'll come in. It's on Saturday, and it'll be announced in the world.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, go to the world. And if you want to be told about it, it's going to be fun. And I'm hoping that Megan will be there, and Marnie is going to be there. And it's going to be about the changes we've seen in our horses by using kinesiology, talking to the horses with this other communication, and what we got from it. So what I want to do now, Eleanor.
One more raised hand. Dilly raised her hand too.
I know, but first I want to go back, please, just to our nine elements. And I just want to give an overview. So because as you're practicing, look at my fingers again. I'm going to say, I'll come back. Oh, how. I'll start on the arm because six is toward the ground. Look from six to scoop. Try this, please. Make a scoop up to the nine, or look, if you go up to the three, you straighten your fingers. If you're going to the left, up to the toward the three, in the counterclockwise, as I come from three up to 12, look, and now 12 to 3, I bend, I curve the fingers more, and curved at 6, and straightened toward 3. Now, in the other direction, I curve the fingers more. Can you see? Curve. Now, as I go up to the 12, straighten, over to 3 straight, curve at 6, it's this 5 quarter circles. Now look at my thumb. Try this without the thumb. It works. It's just different. Try a few of them. Now thumb on, and now feel a connection between the thumb and fingers. And for those of you who want to play, you can do the touches with any one of the fingers. My sister Robin loves to have people do like use different fingers. It's very cool. Okay, back to the little nine elements. And the second one is the pressure. The third one is the tempo and the speed. It's 1 to 3 seconds. And I'm not going to go into that right now. I'm just going to mention it. I'm doing a 1 second circle here. And if I want to stimulate, I do it faster. Next is the mindful pause. Lauren, all of us. I was just talking to Pam Beats a couple of days ago. The more we do this work, the longer all of us realize the pause is so important. And it's not a pause in rest. It's a pause and stay present in that place of peace. And then the connectedness, there are other ways besides the line to connect, that lighter line. So we'll be exploring that. The body posture is really important, Lauren. That's why I say you have to be comfortable as you're working with your dog, and so does she. On her back, she cannot learn. It's a place of like total give herself over. No, she needs to be present. And then the breath in through the nose. How many of you picked up when I said on Saturday, in through the nose, like when the breath comes in through the nostrils like this, what happens is we activate the nitric oxide, sorry, the nitric oxide in our body, and like into the nose and very out through long, long, gentle out, like you're blowing gently through a straw. Now, I recommend one of the books that I find is like life-changing is the book by James, called Breathe. James, God, I'm reading so many books right now. What's his last name? Help. Some of you know it. James. God. It's just called Breath.
Nestor.
What?
James Nestor. N-E-S-T-O-R. Yeah.
And he goes through every kind of breathing known on the planet and explores it. And what we got from one of the many things I got from him, because I've been doing this in through the nose and out through pursed lips for years. We call it orca breathing. It's just, but my problem and my husband's problem is we were doing breathing through the mouth and it's not good for you. And we tried all kinds of stuff, you know, recommended and nothing worked. You just take a piece of cloth tape and tape it over your mouth. And it's really comfortable and it works. And he doesn't snore and he doesn't mouth breathe. And my mouth doesn't get so dry at night that the lips stick to my gums. Very cool. So the orca breathing, the intention, the big thing we'll go into, of course, and the feedback. And that's why now working with your dogs, because many of you come from that, is, wow, bring them to that place where they can stay peacefully in their body. The intention, you're going to hear it from me many, many times. The intention is to awaken or connect with that phenomenal intelligence in every cell in the body, which is the creative life force. We're miracles. That's what I want to leave you all with. Now, I'm going to lead you through the knees, through the knee thing. And Kirsten, could you just, it's a 2-minute tape video. I'm going to show it to you, this little video. And while you're getting it up, somebody else wanted, had their hand up. Don't remember who it was. Well, she's getting, was it Dilly?
Yes, I did, Linda. It was a quick question. A friend of mine has Parkinson's disease very badly, and she gets a freeze so often, so her muscles go into terrible spasms. I'm sure T-Touch would help her, but I don't see her very often because she doesn't live near where I am. Can I, by doing it on myself with my intention that it's for her, send it distantly? I do a lot of distant healing with angelic Reiki and so on.
Absolutely.
Not
a question. What I find most effective, is it possible that you can even, like, if she could, you see, find a way that she can rest. Like, my husband also has Parkinson's.
Right.
And the thing it is, and he only got it when he was 80. I mean, it showed up a couple of years later. We realize now because the voice goes. And then he did voice lessons, and that really helped for voice lessons.
Yeah.
But what happens, the other night, his hand was shaking. And I did literally, I just reached over and started at the top, and I did the coil python. Just like this. Do it on your arms. Follow me, because you can be doing it on her right now.
Yeah.
And the difference with Reiki, rather than thinking about bringing it from the beautiful angelic realm, from all the source of all it is, we're speaking to that source within.
Yeah.
And just like, ah. And it's my intention, my feeling with it, Dilly, is like, it's the awe factor. Wow, yeah. You are a miracle. And Lauren, that's what I'm doing for you. And if it's okay with you, I will hold that for you all the time. I will just, for all of us who are dealing with this stuff, just bring in the wow factor. Wow, we are miracles. And that's really hard for some people to get because, you know, that's another thing we're going to be doing next Tuesday is talking about the Ho'oponopono, forgiving ourselves for whatever is, doesn't matter. It's so beautiful. So yes, you can.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yep. And for her, maybe it will, has she read, does she like to read?
Yes, she does. But she's not able to so much anymore because she's losing her concentration.
But can she listen?
Yes.
Because what I recommend, losing the concentration, imagine doing hair slides. Let's bring this up for the next time. Remind me that the hair slides on, but do it on yourself.
Yeah.
And you can really activate. You can really help focus. We have found this with brain injured people.
Wonderful. Really
focus.
Yep. Does that work with Alzheimer's dementia as well?
Absolutely.
With the hair slides.
You know, the head, you have to get their trust. The best to start
absolutely.
With you know, on this part. And not a question. I mean, what we've found is that people who weren't able to focus or be still, as soon as you put your hands on like this and start this, they would get very still.
That's so beautiful.
If you would remind me, please, Shannon, Kirsten, I need to pull up a couple of cases like that with Alzheimer's with one of our Feldenkrais practitioners because she couldn't do anything else with her, but that she could do, you know, this basic thing. And if she can listen to the Divine Matrix.
Right.
This book by Greg Braden has a really clear explanation of how it is that she can receive from you from a distance, but it's in lay terms that, you know, that it's based on quantum science, but not the details. It's why it works, but it's proven over and over. Okay.
So thank you.
Just do a little bit of T-touch on our knees. And for those of you who, Kirsten, can you put up the, I think it's 2 minutes, I'm going to show you on the knee here. And then I'm going to guide whoever the person was with the knee. No sound, we need the sound. Can you start it over with the sound? Kirsten, when you screen share, you know, down on the left, there's a little thing you have to hit before you hit share. It's a little blue square. You have to start it over. You'll see it. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to catch on the left, and then you hit share.
Okay, what would you like me to do?
I need sound. We have no sound, and you have to turn the sound on before you hit the share.
Where do you do that?
Down on the bottom. You know where share is on the bottom right?
Yeah.
The bottom left at the opposite side is a much smaller square that says, I think it says sound.
I don't have that.
Oh.
Du musst das als Video teilen. Nicht für Bilder optimiert, sondern als Video.
Okay, sag mir, wie mache ich das?
Ich weiß nicht, du hast Mac, irgendwo steht dann beim Teilen, dass du als Video optimiert teilst. Und Audio muss irgendwie da mit angeklickt werden. Was machst du, wenn du es teilst, müsste dann ein Fenster kommen.
Da ist ein Fenster, aber ich habe die Option nicht.
Oh, sorry, I guess we'll just have to wait until next time, and because It's okay. I can't find it on my desktop. So I'll just have to show you. I'll guide you. Ooh. It's hard to see, Kirsten, and sometimes it almost has disappeared. So maybe your screen is, it's just a little off. You can't see it. Okay, I'm going to lower this thing. Now, even if you have, no knee issue, follow me with this, because we've been doing this for years, over the phone. But when you have like bone on bone, like one of our practitioners did in the training last year online, she had tried this T-touches and it hadn't worked. So who is it? I have to see. I forget who has the knee issue.
I had it, Olivia.
Olivia.
Yeah.
So can you describe it?
Torn meniscus, medial on my right knee.
Can you show it on your knee?
Well, let's see.
Because it's necessary to see, to follow it.
Can you see here? Right?
Yep. Right. Now, hold on. Where you go from that point, and when you press with like just a light pressure, is it painful?
No, it mainly happens when I go upstairs or downstairs.
Okay, but can you, so it's when you press with more pressure like there, can you sense any pain? You might not be able to. That's my question.
Yeah, I don't right now.
Okay, good. Now, look, when you follow down a line, look where my thumb is. I'm making it on a line. Follow and see if from pressure down there, you find any sensitive. Are you connecting with your thumb so it's between thumb and fingers?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Follow a line. Really follow a line. Can you feel anything along there? Woo, this is interesting. Holy mackerel, I have a hot spot right here. Ooh, interesting.
Not bad. I mean, I'm going along my tibia, I'm just feeling.
Don't follow down. No, keep going down like every half an inch.
I do find some. Yep. Now I'm getting there. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now press with a three. Is it like, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, follow it down. Now, when all of you, if you get, like, I have nothing going on with my knees right now, but that's sensitive. And I'm having real interesting challenges walking. You wouldn't know me those of you who know me, because my right eye, I can't see out of it right now because of an interesting issue that's. So when I come down here, that's sensitive to it, too pressure. So now go less, so there's no sensitivity, and then go on down, press again, and find out where there's an out. Like here, nothing, it's fine down here. So I go back to where you could feel the sensitivity, and do less, half as much, 1 1/4. That's when you find the sensitivity until you say, and then you back off.
Okay.
And do half as much. And look at, I'm slowing down. I'm going back up that line. And if I press even a little more, I'd say, ouch. And Marnie, this would be really interesting to see how this is for you. I'm very, boy, from a 2.5 there, that's really sensitive on me. And nothing's going on in my knees except I'm walking.
And Linda, are you pressing in with light pressure with your thumb toward the other fingers? Or just light?
I'm just making a light contact with my thumb. Normally,
okay.
same pressure with my thumb. If I use a four with my fingers, I'll have a four with my thumb. But I don't just hold. It's just a, but now, and now just move around. See, look at, can you see how I'm?
Yeah, I'm just spreading your finger, yeah.
I walk, it's this little.
You're walking, yeah.
Walk around it, and I'm kind of going around. Now stop. See, that's like less than a minute, right? Now, melt your hand and just do a little like lift, and it's 1 1/4 circles, then I, and that's, when I wrap my fingers like that, that's called the lying leopard. That's from a little leopard in the LA zoo. Now that was interesting. I don't know who caught that. I did 2 circles there. And sometimes it wants a second one. It's, it happens like very rarely. Wait, gotta find this. See, I started to go up here and no, there's nothing there. It's on this line. Now this is interesting. Well, I can come down here now and it doesn't hurt. See, if we weren't doing this together. What happened in a class last year online, we were all doing this, and one person who had had knee issues for years and never thought she could do anything about it just did what we're doing here, and her knees stopped hurting. And that and stayed. This is what, this is like, we get miracles. Why? Because we're connecting to that. I think we're just awakening. We're connecting with this phenomenal divine spark, this light in every cell. And it's the wow, oh wow, miracles we are.
So you would just keep going down along that line?
Wait, right? No, stop. No. Yeah, you'd keep going down the line if, as long as it keeps hurting, but didn't it stop hurting?
Yes.
So where it's not hurting, go a little farther and say, oh yeah, this is how it normally feels, and then go back. Now, but for me, just going back and forth a couple of times, that sensitivity is completely gone.
Mm-hmm. Can you do it more than once? Like, can you wait a while and then do it again? Oh, and find?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I will try that between now and our next class. Thank you.
The thing is just interesting that I'm finding, I'm sitting on one of these little saddle stools that rolls, you know, that moves around.
Mm-hmm.
And after I did that, I felt a release in, right here on my neck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to just hear if what the feedback was, if you had questions, how that was for you before we quit, because this is like, and if you could please maybe just write in the chat just a couple of things, that, just something you got from this. Because when you write it, it's like we materialize it somehow. Otherwise, we forget it. Like, I just felt a pain right here, just an internal bone pain. I've never had this before. And so normally, this has happened to me a couple of times in the last little, you know, few months. And so normally we'd think, oh, you know, arthritis. Well, yeah. And all I have to do is talk to this and make sure that I also take my Rustox and my homeopathic stuff for it. But I just talk to this, and instead of being afraid and shutting it off and othering it, I just bring it in to my awareness, and I can, now it's like, it's totally gone. That's what you can do with this stuff, with these amazing circles. So, and it's helpful to share them and say, well, what about this? Fascinating. And if you go too hard, make sure you don't go too hard. Like, as soon as you find out on the knee that something is hurting there, that's when you back off. And then instead of making a line there, do your line, but then also sometimes just walk. I just walk up. And actually, when I sit that, I think my body would like a little line. That's what we call the connector between the touches that you were talking about, Catherine, that you're intuitively doing for years. Now, for those of you who like to do Facebook, we have this, I haven't even found it. I've been not able to get on Facebook. I've got to get on and greet and see and read this. Shannon, have you been able to get on it, the special one for our class, this class? Kirsten, do you remember what it is? Because we have so many.
For this class?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what it is. I'm sorry.
It was sent to everybody. Let me look it up. But it
I know, but that doesn't mean that people read it or remember it. That's the problem. Same with me. I forget which one it is. I think it's T-Touch, T-T, the number 4, letter U, Body Wisdom. Is it?
I have to look it up, Linda. It takes me a minute.
Has anybody else been there? Maybe that we're just getting all way too busy to do.
Maybe this. We can just address that and make an announcement next week.
Yeah, she's just finding it. Yeah. Okay. This is nice.
Linda?
Yeah.
Linda?
Go ahead.
Kirsten, did you find it?
Yeah, it's T-T, the number 4, a U, and then Body Wisdom.
Yep, I was just looking at it.
Is that Judy?
Yes, it's me.
Judy, thank you. So I meant to introduce in the very beginning Judy Klein, who runs our Eastern North Dakota T-Touch office for 22 or 3 years. She's not been there. She's been in Santa Fe with Kirsten. And Kirsten, and next time I'm going to introduce you all, because you got to hear Kirsten's story, how she came for a week. Is it now 26 years ago?
In November, yeah.
Yes. Been there ever since. So I would just like, if you have to go, but if you could stay with me, just for the energy of this, what I'd like to do, I'm going to put you on gallery view, and I'm just going to ask for like a 1 to 3 words, or if you have a short thing, just what you're taking away from this. Denise, are you still with us, or if you may have gone to bed? No, you're here. How about you?
Yeah, I'm here, and yes, I'm very interested, like every time, and I think I take much things within my script for the students, and I prefer the easy thing to make the 1 1/4. I understand that we could make it much deeper, and I will try. That's what I learned today.
Great. Thank you. And Lauren, and then we'll go to Tyra.
This just opens my heart up so much. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Tyra?
I just love a light touch and how it just helps everything.
Beautiful. Thank you. Dan? And then Marnie, and then Pam. Shannon? You're muted.
Thank you, Linda. I've enjoyed everybody's stories. I love, you know, I kind of say Linda's like Velcro. We just stick to her all these years. I think I'm going on 55 years here pretty soon. And I love seeing new people come to Linda's work and get to know her and share the experiences that I have accumulated over the years. And now they have their stories and you know, just to build on it and just to get some of her medicine, man, it's pretty powerful. So I love seeing you all here and watching you grow with this. So thank you.
Thanks, Marnie. Also, since 1984, that's when Marnie and I met. And we've been connected so many, all of Marnie has taught and organized so many trainings since in Austin. Marnie, are you still with us? She might have had to leave because she has Austin Greyhound Rescue, which is I get the pleasure of doing fundraisers for them when I'm there, which is fantastic. Pam.
Oh, I could say the same thing as Shannon. The excitement of learning, you know, just getting enthused of learning all the time and the inspiration. But I think for me, mainly this time, is I've been struggling with chronic fatigue and extremely severe asthma for years and years. And I just feel so much more confident that I can heal this without going down a path I don't want. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. Olivia.
I'm excited now meeting you again after we talked about how we could bring the science and the spirituality together. I remember that conversation in Santa Fe, and I was talking to you about my work at Harvard in somatic empathy. And I just feel so excited that you're bringing this to us experientially, and also that it's backed up by quantum. I've done a lot of work with quantum too. And then I just appreciate the subtle nuance of our touch. And I look forward to this experience with all of you where we can explore that together and hear Linda's stories and all your stories. I just feel so touched. Thank you.
And I'm going to be so interested if you all will keep journals on this as you, because it's too hard to remember even a few a few moments whenever you do T-touch, like you'll find you can just literally do a couple of minutes and make a difference.
Yeah.
And literally, sometimes it's not even minutes if you have a pain. Just address it, say hello. Ah, and it's the ah factor. Wow. And remember, every cell is a genius. And I really recommend this. You might be able to get your hands on this Code of Authentic Living, because you will love it, Olivia. It's the scientific explanation. You know,
I have her other book. Somebody else took. Yeah. I got a used copy of her other book, and I've just been starting reading it again before I found out about your course. So thank you so much, really. Yeah. This is very synchronistic.
Fantastic. Thank you. And Maggie. And thank you, by the way, first, Maggie, for turning us on to that Rupert Sheldrake, Bruce Lipton. I didn't tell you that I know Rupert personally since years. And he wrote that book, Dogs Who Know When Their Owners Are Coming Home, because he saw my success of my books, and his like New Science of Life didn't sell nearly as many copies as my dog books. And he brought us that gift of that book with his amazing science.
Yes, yes. Science that's still unfolding. I think there's more and more to see in it. So it's very exciting that there's a group like this to be part of. It's wonderful. I'm really feel very, very inspired. Thank you.
Well, and I love all of your, you know, suggestions and references. They're just, we all learn together. It's like so exciting. Razia.
Did you say me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so grateful to be here. I think it's the missing link for me, the self-care. I've known the horse work for some time, a little bit of time, and I love doing that as well. But not being able to really walk, and I knew that I would come in here, and the whole thing with the thyroid, I've been talking to my the other side, you know, my missing thyroid, and I think something's happening, and just, it's all just so wonderful. I'm just crazy about it all. And thank you so much for you. Everything you've done, you are a true healer in the world, and thank you.
I will share some of my journey the next time, what I'm going through with the Epstein-Barr virus, and very unfriendly bacteria in my GI tract, which I found because my doctor didn't know enough to ask for it, but because I got over chronic fatigue like 30 years ago, I got over it in 6 weeks. And it was partially, one of the things I did was to do a 3-day fecal check and find out that I had heavy candida. So I asked for it again this time, and it turned out my candida wasn't a problem. I have very unfriendly bacteria, one of them that is the same bacteria that caused dysentery that killed more Allied soldiers in the First World War than were shot. And so for that, I'm taking a probiotic that comes from camel dung, because what they discovered is that the Egyptians never got dysentery where the others were dying from it, because they were seen to take little thumbfuls of camel dung. And so now there is I'll show it to you. And my nurse practitioner who's looked after me annually for 30 years said, what's the bacteria you're dealing with? My ND didn't think to ask it. Look at this, you all. Might be, oh dear, might be helpful. Just a moment, where are you? Here we are. I said, well, I have a friend with camels. Should I get camel dung? But you don't have to. There it is. Can you write it in the chat, Kirsten? It's SACCARO, like Mary, YCES. Some of you may know this already. Boulardia. It's B like boy, OULAR, D like David, II. And, it's a supplement.
Linda, could you put it up on the screen a little again so I can take a screenshot of it?
No, oh, good idea.
Oh, that's great.
My naturopathic doctor, who's wonderful, didn't think to ask what specific stuff, supplements do we need for that specific bacteria. So I'm working with 6 NDs, MDs are integrative doctors, and 5 of them are close friends and have known me forever. So I have had a lot of interesting possibilities, besides the T-Touch and the Beamer. Without Beamer, I wouldn't have the blood flow. So let's see. Teresa, what are you taking away from this today? Just one thing or something just reminds you.
Thank you very much, Linda. You know me very well, how all through these years and going through quite a tough time with my husband's health, And without T-Touch, even the smallest heart attack during the night, it would be even more difficult. So thank you very much.
And what I recommend, if you wake up one of these times in the night, call me.
Okay, I will. Definitely. Thank you. Because last night, I will have a Zoom meeting for newcomers for horses and for colleague, yeah. And I couldn't sleep, so I made the PowerPoint presentation.
Okay, great.
So I'm not laying in the bed waiting of the sleep. But I will call you. Thank you.
Thank you. Penny.
Hello, I'm just amazed at how easy this is. You know, I've not taken any classes yet, and I just, I'm an animal communicator and learned about you from Joan Renquette, and this is so easy, and I'm just so thankful, and I'm just loving this. I'm learning so much, so thank you.
Welcome, thank you. Megan.
Me again? No, I already went.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. What switched around? My screen switched around. So.
Okay. Well, thank you again.
You jumped to another spot.
Okay.
And Marnie, I see you're back. You have your hands. It's your turn. We're just sharing something we take away or thought.
Yeah. Well, I'm just really excited to do this again. I kind of got started once and wasn't able to finish. And your knee, the lines from your knee is just the most, I've been using it. It's really excited to see you talking about it. Those things, that's amazing.
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
The miracle stuff.
Yep.
Which more miracle?
One more.
Yeah.
Anna, have you gone? I don't think so.
Such appreciation for this community. The sense of discovery, exploration. And then I realize all the healing within myself on all layers. Being able a sense of peace, which I love, that quietness within myself. And what's happened by working, I was working basically right side of myself, knee down to my ankle, blah, 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 and a little bit on my foot. And I realized I'm going to start, when we're done today, on my left, because right now the relaxation and how much openness I have just down my whole side is, it feels like, it's just like magic. And I just feel like the playfulness when we went on our journey on Sunday and all the journeys I've been able to go on that you've led. So thanks again. And I look forward to seeing you the next time. Thank you. And everyone.
Hope to see you next Tuesday. Aloha.
Yes. Aloha.
Did I get everyone? I think so. But Kirsten, I'm sorry, I didn't get you, and I really want to know what you have, just something you have from this time with us today, or have something to say to them. Because you all don't know that Kirsten is also a Feldenkrais.
Because they do a lot of things in between, so I don't hear everything.
I know.
But I just really enjoy the sharing. So I think that's very beautiful. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. So let's remember, like, one, whatever part of your hand you feel like it, let's finish with a heart hug and send gratitude in to this 50 trillion. That's the latest number that I just heard Bruce Lipton say. Sometimes I've read 100 trillion. 50 trillion, these amazing cells in our body. Let us send deep gratitude for the communication between ourselves and the brilliance, the genius, the creative life force, the divine spark in every cell in our body that is responsible for like 200,000 functions in each cell is the latest I have read. Phenomenal. Whew. Thank you all for coming together and sharing this today. Aloha. And blessings. Hey, Denise, I want to hear about your students. Write to me.
jetzt aktuell Abitur. Wir sind ganz arg im Stress, weil wir haben ja wieder aufgemacht. Und die sind jetzt, die brauchen länger, die haben mehr Arbeitszeit. Und was aber so cool ist, das sind die, mit denen ich angefangen habe, T-Touch zu machen, wo der Levin auch dabei ist. Und dann haben wir wirklich, also vor der Prüfung habe ich gesagt, denk dran, gell? Also ein bisschen Harthack und ja, dann, also sie lieben es. Es ist wirklich so, also richtig, richtig gut. Ja. Ist auch schade, weil das ist immer so ein bisschen wehmütig. Die gehen ja dann auch. Also das heißt, die sind jetzt dann bald weg. Also es ist ein bisschen traurig,
ja.
Aber.
Ja, und Denise.
Ja.
Was ist wichtig?
Das habe ich mir das letzte Mal schon aufgeschrieben, das Buch, ja. Ich weiß gar nicht, was.
Aber genau, Moment. I want to find the. This is in hat diese fantastisch kurze, like, Punkte. And this is Discovery. 1, 2, 3, and 4. And discovery 3 is the field plays the role of a container, the quantum field, a bridge and a mirror for the beliefs within us. And discovery 3, the field is non-local and holographic. Every part of it is connected to every other, and each piece mirrors the whole on a smaller scale. And we communicate, discovery 4, with the field through the language of emotion. So when you send gratitude and great love to all of those students who are with you, they're always with you.
Yeah.
They never leave. I mean, that's what we have to hold on to. You're not apart.
Absolut. I know this and die lieben es. Es ist wirklich richtig, richtig schön. Also es ist, ich muss auch gar nicht mehr viel sagen. Also es funktioniert einfach wirklich richtig gut. Du bist im September, willst du in Deutschland sein?
In September.
In Amtel. Weil Daniel Schnell hat ja geschrieben, dass du kommen willst.
Doch, ja.
Ja, ich hab wieder ein neues Seminar, bei dem ich Körperphysik mache. Vielleicht möchtest du ja dann in die Schule kommen.
Schade. Well, du wirst in Geister sein.
nein, ich versuche zu kommen. Nein, ich meinte, du kannst ja nach München dann kommen.
Leider, weißt du, mein Reise ist sehr beschränkt jetzt. Ne? Wir fahren nicht mit Zug, aber mit Auto hin und her und dann fliegen nach Wien. Ne?
Hast du schon ganz eng getaktet? Also,
okay. Nicht so eng, das heißt, ich tue ganz wenig inzwischen. Mhm. Einfach da sein. Ne?
Okay, ja. Nee, ich will auf jeden Fall schauen, dass ich hinkomme.
Doch.
Musste ich ja treffen. Das war ja, ich hatte es ja letztes Jahr auch schon vor.
Ja, So genau. Kirsten, look.
Dann here. Bin ich raus, weil ich gehe ins Bett. Ich bin.
Kirsten.
Genau. Ja. Bis bald. Ciao. Übrigens, ja. ihr recordet noch.
Oh, Kirsten, we didn't shut the recording off.